6.
Authorize contract with Black and Veatch Corporation to provide engineering services for the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant Influent Pump Station, Headworks, Primary Clarifier, and Odor Control Improvements Project not to exceed $6,687,914.
Mr. Fish.
Mayor, we've saved some of the best for last today. Environmental Services owns and operates a wastewater treatment plant in Lake Oswego called the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant. In 2004, the Bureau completed a facilities plan that recommends several upgrades and equipment, several improvements and equipment upgrades. This ordinance would approve an agreement with Black and Veatch to provide engineering services for those upgrades. Scott Gibson and Jim Brown are here from the Bureau of Environmental Services to give you a brief overview. Gentlemen. Okay.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, City Council. As the Commissioner said, my name is Scott Gibson, and we have another debutante today. With me is James Brown. James Brown, the hardest working man in wastewater, and he is our project manager and engineer for this effort. And we have a very short presentation, as the Commissioner said, and I'll run through it. The first thing to note is that we do own this smaller wastewater treatment plant in the city of Lake Oswego. Here's an aerial view with the river beyond. It was constructed in 1964, and its last major expansion was in 76. So it's 52 years old now. The last major work on it was 40 years ago, and the last time we spent any significant money was in 2004. So this plant is due for an overhaul and to bring it up so it can meet all its requirements for environmental protection on the Willamette River. I'd like to just show you basically the service area for the wastewater treatment plant and note that there are about 15,000 City of Portland residents served by the plant, another 2,900 that are in the Dunthorpe-Riverdale sewer district, and they pay through an agreement for us to maintain their sewer system. And also Lake Oswego has 32,000 residents that contribute to it. And this plant, when it was constructed, we have an agreement with Lake Oswego and other partners in order to manage the costs and to share the costs. And so that's a part of paying for this effort. I'll turn it over to Jim, and he can talk about the work that he has going forward.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. The project that we're here today for was the first project identified in the 2014 facilities plan update. The facilities plan was an engineering planning document completed to identify those capital projects needed to ensure that the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant continues to meet levels of service for protecting the environment and as a good neighbor through the planning period, which was through 2040. This plan was developed with advice of a Citizens Advisory Committee that included ratepayers from both City of Portland and City of Lake Oswego. And the planning effort was overseen by a steering committee oversight committee that consisted of the BES director, BES commissioner in charge, city manager of Lake Oswego, and council members of Lake Oswego. As I said, the Headworks Improvements Project, we've truncated the name since the slide has been made, includes an influent pump station, primary clarifiers. The existing headworks is an open-air headworks. It was originally constructed in 1976 with that expansion and has seen no improvements since 1994. The flow to the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant is heavily influenced by the weather, and both the Lake Oswego and the Portland collection systems suffer from a lot of infiltration and inflow from leaking manholes, leaking pipelines, and illegal sewer connections. As a result of those, the peak flows experienced by the plant, and most recently at the beginning of December 2015, those flows have exceeded the capacity of the plant to deal with them. So this project, by increasing the hydraulic capacity of the headworks and the influent pump station, will help address those issues. The project will require procurement of new land adjacent to the existing wastewater treatment plant that's currently owned by Public Storage. Next slide. The current project estimate to complete is $49 million. Now, this This estimate is an American Association of Cost Engineers level 5, class 5 estimate. That's minus 50%, plus 100%. But it is our best estimate of the cost to complete. There are still a large number of risks associated with the project, both on the permitting and the site conditions are currently unknown regarding what is underground there. The project schedule will extend through to completion of construction in 2021. And on to the next. So what we're here today for is the approval of the professional services contract for design of the project. Following the PTE selection procedures, we've received three proposals from firms, and Black & Veatch Corporation was selected by the selection committee based on evaluation of those written proposals. And the negotiated contract amount is $6.687914 million. It's important to note that this is a contract. This contract is a time and materials contract, and this is the estimated contract amount at completion after all services have been provided through completion of construction. So this is design, planning, permitting. The initial proposal on the contract amount was $8.3 million, and it's been negotiated to its current value, and that process we have taken certain contingency and risk items out of the contract. So those contingency and risk items, if they do, if any of those events happen, there is the potential for additional cost on this contract. On the Minority Women Emerging Small Business participation on this procurement, the selection committee included a minority evaluator program participant. And the estimated contract or the final contract amount includes 21% of the contract total amount for MWESB firms. We have 8 emerging small business firms at $601,000, 2 women-owned businesses, $130,000, and 4 minority business enterprises at $672,000. The future actions, council actions and public involvement on the project, we will be coming back for an ordinance to authorize the acquisition of the property adjacent to the plant. That property is located within the city limits of Lake Oswego. We will also be returning for an ordinance authorizing the construction contract. On the public involvement side, we are going to establish a citizens advisory committee for projects, future projects, both this project and upcoming projects for the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant. There is a lengthy and extensive public involvement outreach process in the conditional use permit process for the city of Lake Oswego. So our recommendation is for authorization of the PTE agreement with Black & Veatch Corporation for the contract amount of $6,687,914,000.
Okay, thank you very much.
May I just say in advance of whether we have the votes or not, that's a terrific PowerPoint. I appreciate the way you laid it out, and I appreciate your very clear presentation. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, nice work, good work. Thank you. Questions? Okay, thank you both very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then
I'd like to, while the staff are here, I want to note, since I'm always calling out when the subcontracting amount is less than ideal, this is actually 21% of the whole contract, or over $1 million that is in the minority and women's emerging small businesses. So I very much appreciate, I don't know whether that required extra effort, but the fact that you've achieved that and with that much money going to disadvantaged businesses is commendable.
Well, and if you don't mind, the project manager for our prime consultant is in the back of the room, and I'd like to thank them for being a good partner, because they brought to the table existing partnerships and new partnerships which help us meet our targets. And so that's, we can't do this without partners with the vendors that come to us. We have to make clear what our expectations are of them, and then they have to step up and help us meet these targets. And I really do appreciate the work that Black & Veatch has done.
Well, I'm thrilled, and this is, hopefully we can learn from this one, and I know that Environmental Services has taken the lead on making sure that more of the money gets out to the businesses that are good partners. So thank you very much for your work on that.
Both. Okay, this passes to second reading.